This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, September 14th. God's word to you today is Master's Peace. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 5, verse 22, and it says, "But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fires of hell." Every time Jesus says, "You have heard, but I say this," he is about to take you deeper in God. Jesus is saying to you and I, murder is a spectrum you should not be found on. The death murder spectrum starts with anger, moves to abusive words, moves to hatred, and then murder can actually happen. Sometimes murder does not have to physically happen before it is actually murder. Most husbands are familiar with the look of death, as most wives are experts in the art. Fools say the Ten Commandments is in the Old Testament, and so it is not relevant to us. Jesus says, "You think it is irrelevant, right? I'm going to make it even more interesting, because it is deeply relevant. Even in your hearts, you will be held accountable." This was Matthew 5, verse 22 paraphrased. Jesus is saying, murder is a big deal. Hating people, howbeit legitimate, is putting yourself on the spectrum of death. The best way to explain why murder is a big deal with God is this. I carry a picture of my wife in my wallet. All I need to do when I'm having a tough day is look at that picture and I get fired up. Assuming I misplace the picture and someone else sees it, when he looks at that picture, apart from saying this is the most beautiful woman in the world, the picture means nothing to him. The difference is that the image of the person in the picture means nothing to him, but it means everything to me. Man was made in the image of God. When God sees us, he sees his image. When people get angry and use abusive words, hate, or commit murder, it is all directed at God's precious image. God gave life to plants, animals, and to humans, but of all these, only man is made in God's image. We must be able to distinguish and separate both. Let us pray. Father, I apologize for sinning against your image. Help me always see people as you see them and treat them respectfully. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.